welcome him with a warm round of applause.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, we're living in an extremely difficult time in America, a time when extremists feel safe to create extreme situations that endanger others, when civil discourse is discarded for uncivil polemics, or worse, and when modern mass media transmits every mad deed immediately to the rest of the world. That's why it's important that we are gathered here today at our state's capital, the gathering place for all Minnesotans, to reaffirm that we are all Minnesotans, that we are all Americans, and that we all have equal rights to our country's promise of the pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'll leave it to somebody wiser than I to explain why the world's religions are so often abused by those who want to use them to attack, even destroy others. As someone said, there's enough religion in the world to get everyone to hate one another. There's not enough to get everyone to love one another. This country's founders were aware of this ugly reality. Some of them had come to America while fleeing religious persecution in their former lands. They saw the dangers of allowing sacred words of human understanding and mutual compassion to be twisted and distorted to oppress others. So they made the First Amendment to the United States Constitution one of the cornerstones of this new democracy. It begins, quote, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof." It's commonly called the right to freedom of religion. But that doesn't mean freedom from religion. It means freedom for religion. And the freedom of each person to practice the religion of his or her choice, or to practice no religion at all. This right of freedom to religion is so central and so essential to our individual and collective liberties that there should be a public outcry every time it is violated, followed by universal condemnation of its violators. It's alarming that doesn't happen today. Those violations have become daily occurrences, and now they're condoned, even practiced, by some of the highest levels of our society and our government. What terrible examples they set for everyone else, especially for our nation's children and young adults. Is this the way grown-ups are supposed to behave? Or even allowed to behave? Unfortunately, we see too much of this misconduct occurring right here in Minnesota. We're not an island. Thanks to modern communications, we are instantly intertwined with the rest of the country and the world. That's why I've recently been to St. Cloud after the desecration of a pharmacy, to Shakopee after the destruction of a child care center, and to Columbia Heights after a school board incident. Everywhere my message has been the same. This is not Minnesota. We are better than this. Those who practice hatred stemming from religious or racial or any other form of bigotry are not welcome here. They are the ones who should leave. Unfortunately, it only takes one or two or a few bad people to take over the nightly news and briefly override the understanding and acceptance of the overwhelming number of good Minnesotans. It's encouraging to see often the spontaneous outpouring of good Minnesotan support in the aftermath of some evil deed, such as I saw at Columbia Heights High School, whose auditorium was filled with students, teachers, and local citizens gathered all together to express their outrage. Or the people coming together in a parking lot in Shakopee on a cold winter Saturday morning to organize donations of items to restock the shelves of the damaged child care center. I wish we could better prevent those evil deeds from occurring. And we need to do a better job of enforcing the existing laws that prohibit obscene, religiously or racially biased acts in our state schools, workplaces, and street corners. But in this time of turmoil, in this time of the temporary ascendancy of some of the worst elements of human behavior, it is especially important that we gather here together today in places like the Minnesota State Capitol to feel and express our solidarity, to rededicate ourselves to the highest ideals of the human race, and to affirm this country's founding principle that all men and women are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to ensure these rights, governments are instituted. Have a good day. Thank you.